Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello, one and all, and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. I got an amazing show lined up here today for you. And not only an amazing show, but I've got an amazing guest. Now, this guest has been on many times. He's one of those workers that I always think, you know, kind of makes me work hard, because I know that he's such a good worker himself that, it's certainly not a competition, far from the word, but it's like, you know, I got to get in there, I got to try and do a bit better, because, you know, it's when this man works, it really brings a beam inside of me, and that's my good friend, Ralph Keaton. Hi, Ralph.
How you doing, Mike? How you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good, good. So, Ralph, I know that you're a very busy man. I know that you've been... I know the last time you was on the show, you was telling us all about the TV work that you've done and the appearances that you've been doing. Is there any more things like that lined up?
I've just started doing a presentation for Channel 5, so which is a TV program here in the UK. So we've got... it's kind of got going into people's homes and things like this, so it should be quite a different one, an unusual one. It's more about educational sort of stuff as well. How, you know, what spirit's about, what they're doing in your home, things like that.
Good. Okay. Well, you know, you must make sure that you post that link to my Facebook page. I can certainly watch that, because that's something I'm really interested in myself. Is watching you on TV, because I know it's an experience. It really is, in the nicest possible way. I must add. But yeah, post that to my Facebook later on, or you know, when it's ready. That's Mike Davis Medium. I know that we're coming close on there now, Ralph, to reaching our limit of friends. So keep your ears out, and I will be putting up a new one very, very soon of when we reach the limit on Mike Davis Medium. So yeah, if you post that on there, Ralph, I can certainly watch that, and you know, we'll enjoy watching it, because we get Channel 5 here, being in the UK, the same as yourself, very popular channel.
It's a nice one for us, because it's going to be a little bit of an unusual show. But don't forget, Mike, next year we're doing the Psychic Rendezvous again.
Of course.
Which is where we get everybody to come together to do one large show, and it's a whole weekend of psychic and mediumship. There's a whole gambit of things going off here, so that's kind of another thing I've got going off in the background as well.
Yes, I know, because you know we're going to be more involved this year as Mike Spirit FM, as the radio station will be more involved next year in that. Doing live broadcasts from there, and so on, and maybe doing some work there as well with yourself. So yeah, really looking forward to that.
It's going to be good, Mike, because we've got this year we've made a bit of a change. We're doing workshops where people can actually go, either develop, ask questions, but they'll get involved. So this year we're getting more people to do. It's more answering people's questions on various different subjects. I think it's another step forward, really, for the actual weekend.
Yeah, most definitely, and you know, it'd be nice to get, you know, as you said, more people involved. I know that there's a few of the hosts here going to be involved as well, and doing more things, which is absolutely fantastic. So we got that coming up. So what else you got in the pipeline there, Ralph? Because I know that you're not the kind of guy that will only have one or two things in the pipeline.
You're getting to know me too well. Yeah, I've got a few things that I'm in the process of doing. I'm writing a book, and it's kind of, there's a little bit of a life story how I got started, but it's more about events that have happened to me, how I've dealt with them, what the public's done. It's more of a public view of spirit rather than a mediumship side. It's their stories, what they've done, things like this, and how I've got involved. So that's on the throw.
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Well, I know that we are broadcasting live here in MikeSpirit.fm. We're broadcasting live in Spreaker. We're broadcasting live also in GH Talk Radio, which is ghtalkradio.com. I know that there's over 1.3 million listeners in GH Talk Radio, and that's kind of our sister station there, Ralph. And, you know, I'm going to lay you into a little secret here, because I've been saying for a little while that I'm going to move on to develop other things and to move into different areas, and that's where you will be catching my show very soon in ghtalkradio.com. So, you know, all our listeners, if you want to still hear me on live on air, catch your free readings, then you need to be adding ghtalkradio.com to your favorites, and the show will be on there on a Sunday, probably the same time, each and every week. So looking forward to that, Ralph, and you know, I hope that you're going to be coming on as a guest maybe soon on the new network there. So really looking forward to that.
Oh, well, whenever you require me, Mike, just give us a shout, and I'll certainly join in with it all. I think that's fantastic. Nice experience for you going out there. That's really good.
Well, you know, it's joining together, isn't it? You know, as I said, it's kind of our sister station, or we're its sister station, whichever way you want to look at it. You know, we're a big part of this radio network from the UK and from the USA, and it's nice that we can come together, and certainly nice that we can bring nice guests on like yourself, and you know, have some really nice spirit communications, because that's what this show is all about, isn't it? Is to connect this world with a world that's already passed on, what we believe to be the spirit world, and we as mediums are able to link to that source of energy to pass that love on from the spirit world, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. So wherever you are in the world, no matter what you're doing, it's one unique way of communication, which is what I love about it. It crosses all boundaries. And all faiths, whichever you want to do, this is always going to work.
You know, Ralph, and the one thing that's amazed me, you know, I've been doing my own show now on radio for maybe the past 3 years now. And, you know, it's always amazed me. For the past 3 years, I've had different guests each week, you know, some reoccurring guests like yourself. And, you know, each and every week, what these guests bring to this network, it amazes me, you know, the different ways that we work, the different ways that we do it, each and every one of us are unique in our own little way. And, you know, but the end result, it's absolutely perfect every time, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know what I like about meeting other mediums and other psychics is you're constantly learning. I don't think there's any moment that I've certainly been working over the last 20-odd years where I've ever thought, I now know it. You can't, it's impossible. And what's lovely to see is how somebody else is communicating, how somebody else is connecting. It's a fantastic experience. And, of course, you buzz off it. You kind of lift yourself up.
Of course, you know, and it's nicer when you can bounce from each other, because, you know, I've seen that working many times, you know, and when I've had people in the studio, you and me, we're bouncing off each other, and, you know, even if we're doing on a connection like we are at the moment, you know, we're bouncing off each other. The energy is like kind of electric, isn't it? You know, and if you can imagine like an electricity volt, you know, buzzing back and forth, that's the kind of feeling I get when I'm connecting with my guests, and you know, when the spirit comes in, it's that like electric static, if you like, and it buzzes, and you know, that's the feeling that gives me every single time.
Well, I mean, you've seen me work, Mike, and I'm even doing it now. I've got a very long lead, and I'm having to walk all the time because it's like running a marathon for me. I'm consistently moving, consistently. It's the energy, but when I finish this, I shall just sit down and relax. But as soon as I start working with spirit, I can't help it. I move. I get on. I feel the adrenaline moving. You know, it's the energy.
So, well, I want to pick up on that a little bit there, Ralph, because, you know, as you said, that you've been working for the last 20-odd years. Mm-hmm. I've been working for the last, my 19th year of working, so not really that far away from each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was young starting this, which I've said many times live on here. You know, I was only 17. I took my first service of when I was 17. And, you know, I had a lot of people, like, making fun of me, saying that, you know, that you shouldn't be doing this, you're too young, you're jumped up overnight medium, and, you know, all the rest of this thing that goes along with it. You know, I'm not shy to say that because that's what was said to me. Now, I know that your style of mediumship, it's I'm not laughing because of I'm trying to think of a word. It's entertaining in some way, isn't it? Because, you know, the spirit gets you moving, and I think to myself, God, you know, can you imagine them trying to get me moving? I mean, sometimes they kind of say to me, you know, sing to them, and I'm like, you're having a laugh. I ain't singing, but you do, which I find that's absolutely fantastic. You know, if you have to do something, you'll do it. And I'll sit back and I'll go, you're having a laugh. You ain't getting that out of me. You know, there's two differences there, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm smiling at you because I've had to learn to get over those. They're inhibitions, really. You just have to get over them and get on with it. And when I hear spirit say to me, hop and skip or jump, or like you said, sing, I'm a terrible singer, but I give it a go because I think it's a way of communicating. If I'm making somebody smile in front of me and getting the point over, fantastic. If it's a serious moment where I'm having to do something for somebody, again, it's a wonderful experience. So I'm kind of at the mercy of whatever spirit want to do with me. And I think having seen many people work in many different ways, I think it's fantastic that my way of doing it brings a little bit of joy to people's faces, even though I'm kind of making a fool out of myself. I don't mind because I know it's for the right reasons.
You know, and again, you know, but picking back up on where, you know, what I said when I was young, I had a lot of people saying to me, a lot of mediums, and you know, I will say, I won't mention any names because that would be wrong, but did you ever have people saying to you, Ralph, that's a weird style, or that's wrong way to do it, or did you have people encouraging you to work the way that you are working?
Well, now then, if I go back to when I first really started to do this more on a public level, because I used to do it to entertain people, family and friends and things, but when I started to do it in a public way, then a lot of people were saying to me, you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't do this, you can't say that, you can't say this, and I think experience teaches you certain things that you have to do, but yes, I've had that thrown at me, I've had all sorts thrown at me, and I don't rise to it because I'm not doing it. How can I put it over? I'm not doing it to kind of look for fame and fortune. I'm doing it because it's there for me to do, and regardless of whether I'm doing it in somebody's private home or whether I'm doing it on a stage or on a TV, it doesn't matter.
I'm still trying
to get that message over. Does that make sense? So yeah, I've taken flight for everything, but hey, it's I just let it go now.
Yeah, and it's wonderful that, you know, that you have that attitude that, you know, if the spirit wants you to do something, you just go on with and do it. You know, don't get me wrong, you know, I used to stand still with a microphone in my hand and not move. But, you know, I've recently, you know, learned that, well, you don't have to have a microphone in your hand on a stand. You don't have to stand in the middle of the stage. You know, there are other things out there on the market that you can, like, wear and certain things to allow you to move back and forth. And this is a, you know, another wonderful way that I found out, well, let's try this. Which I've done, and this allowed me to have a bit more freedom in my work and do lots more and be myself. And if you can understand that, it's nice, isn't it? Because, you know, I was always when I was going through my development, and you know, quite rightly as you said, that you never stop learning. I never stop learning, and I must say, you know, I probably know a tip of the iceberg of what's really out there. But I know that you know, when I was taught that it was a way that you have to do it this way, you have to give this, you have to give that. And, you know, going through the years of my development, it's been, well, maybe I don't have to do that way. Maybe I can put my own unique way of doing it. And that's the way it's kind of developed for me, that it's gone the way that I want it to work, you know, and the way that I think, well, how would I like a message conducted to me? And then I've gone through that myself and kind of thought, well, this is how I'm going to try and do it, because if I have a communication, this is how I would want to know about my family or friends or whoever comes through, you know?
Yeah, you're right, Mike. I mean, I've kind of come a different angle to you, really. I've grown up with what I do and started scaring parents early on, and then I've never been really taught as such. But what I've had to do is met a lot of mediums, seen a lot of mediums, talked to lots of different people, and I've kind of had to work out how to deal and work with it myself. To a point now where I feel confident with what I do. So it's kind of that's a nice feeling, you know.
Yeah,
and allowing it to go. Sorry, go on.
No, I was just saying most definitely.
Yeah, and I think the good thing is I always encourage everybody, because everybody has the ability to do this. It's just let it go. Go for it. You've got to make mistakes to get yourself right. I mean, you wouldn't go through childhood without making a mistake. You've got to learn. So, and that's it. Whether you're taught or whether you're self-developing or whatever, you go with how you feel. You fine-tune as you go along.
Of course, you know. And picking up on the development things as well, because I know that you said that's what the new show is going to entail. You know, I've recently been doing, you know, another great friend, a mutual friend of ours, Elizabeth Lee Crowther.
Oh, yes.
You know, well, as you know, that she has, or she's a host on another different station. but that's fine, you know. And each and every week for the past maybe 2 months, I've been going on live every Sunday, so just before this show. So even tonight, I've just done another show with, as I say, Elizabeth. And, you know, I've been doing, like, parts of development where, you know, psychic development, if you want, you know, just to bring your awareness to the psychic level of this, you know, how to feel aura, how to see aura, how to use your mind. And you know, last week we done things are like dowsing rods, and this week we've done it with like pendulums. And I'm not going to say what's coming up next week, because I know that some of our listeners has come from Elizabeth's show onto my show, so I'm not going to like let any cats out of the bags or anything. But you know, I'm really enjoying you know, teaching the ability that I have, or the skills I've picked up on the way, you know, really enjoying putting them out there for everybody else to kind of learn. And you know, we're having some wonderful positive feedback from that as well.
I think that's a great thing to do. I mean, what I like about this is that we all do it naturally, you know. People don't realise this. Mm. When you drive a vehicle, a car, say, for instance, if you're driving it, you're aware of how big that space of that car is, hence the reason why you don't crunch into other cars. You've got, you know, when you're, do you know what I mean? You've got the space. If you're sitting on a bus or in a theatre, whatever else, as soon as somebody sits next to you, you immediately do something, because your space, it's not necessarily the touch you, it's just your energy field. You feel straight away what's going on. And you can tell when you've got happy people beside you or not, you know. And it's just when it's brought to people's attention, I see a lot of people go, oh, yeah, I never thought of that. You know, it's kind of, and I think that's all it's doing. You just make more attention of it, you know. But if you can teach them to develop, Mike, fantastic.
Well, you know, I believe that we're all born in this life with a gift, and that gift is to be able to be psychic. I mean, you know, and I've thrown the challenge up many times to so many people, you know. Have you ever thought your door's going to knock, and then it knocks, or your phone's going to ring, and it rings? Or you think, oh, gosh, I haven't spoke to Billy for the last, you know, weeks, and all of a sudden you meet up with Billy, or Billy rings you or something, you know, or have a feeling to do something or not to do something. We've all experienced that. It's our own inability that we are born with. It's kind of our birthright.
Yes.
And then we can expand on that to connect or to make a link to the spirit world. But it doesn't mean, though, Ralph, does it, that you have to be a demonstrator, communicator, call us what you want. You don't have to link to the spirit world to give messages, to be able to connect to the spirit world. There's so many different aspects of mediumship, you know, than just giving communication. You know, we have a clairaudience, clairsentience, clairvoyance, transfiguration, healing. I mean, the list is really endless, you know. Even into working for spirit, in like, if you're running a church, you know, you have to have somebody that opens the doors, puts the chairs out, makes the tea, do the raffles, somebody that chairs the evening. There's so much that goes on behind the scenes that maybe we don't realize, but these people are doing a service for the spirit world, the same as us. It makes us no different to anybody else, because we are taking the service. What about the poor lady that's just spent 2 hours setting up the church and 2 hours to put her away after we've all finished? I mean, she's doing, in my opinion, whoever is doing just as good service than what we are. Because if they wasn't there, well, then there'd be no way for nobody to sit or to come in. Or so, you know, there's lots of things that we can do, you know. So people that think, oh, I can't do mediumship, but I want to be involved. There's so much out there, isn't there?
Oh, well, absolutely there is. Yeah, and I mean, I tell a lot of the, because I tutor people as well, it's, I tell a lot of people, you don't have to do kind of what we're doing now, Mike. You don't have to be stand up and publicly. You can just do it between friends. You can test it out. I always sort of say to people, you should, next time you're in the supermarket, is ask people questions around, you know, what kind of a day are they having. It's just little bits of conversation, you know, and you should be thinking of answers before they're even giving it to you, you know.
You're going to be doing it all the time. Well, of course. Well, you know, and it's a wonderful thing that we're able to, you know, put this out there. And you with your new TV show, and me with doing this thing with Elizabeth on live on radio, it's getting out there, you know. And that brings my mind to a question that I was asked a long time ago. And you know, I know that, you know, we have great people that's worked on TV, that's you know, famous for the work that they've done. And I personally take my hats off to them and think, you know, well done. But you know, when all this became to the media, was very big in the media. Which it still is now, but when it first became big, questions were asked to me all the time was, is that right to do this on TV? Is it right to flaunt the spirit world the way that these people do it? You know, and I turned around and said, you know, it doesn't matter of where we work. You know, I've always said, if people don't want to come to spiritualism, let's take spiritualism to the people. And I think all the TV, all the radio, all the public work that we can do, I think is absolutely fantastic. Because if you look at our churches, the spiritualist churches, particularly in the UK, because I know there's not many spiritualist churches in the USA, but in the UK we have lots of spiritualist churches. You know, if you look at the days just before media became involved, the numbers were quite low. Mm-hmm. But then media come involved and the numbers just shot up. And, you know, is it doing good or is it doing bad? The answer is it's doing good because it's getting the word spiritualism out there. It's bringing more comfort to people each and every single day of the week, isn't it?
It is, Mike. Mike, from a bit of feedback here. I don't know if that's you.
Probably. I know we're going to go to short break now, Ralph, okay? And that's probably why you got a little bit of feedback, and that's probably my fault. So I'm going to play a little song here. And then I know that our wonderful producer is going to do one, and then we'll come back and we'll open up the phone lines. And we'll do some reading. So if you want to call in, the numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you are listening on Blog Talk Radio, there is a Skype button there. You can press it and that way it'll be free. And we'll be right back just after this.
I'm wide awake.
a little girl when nothing is all alone. Eyes wide open, always hoping for the sun. And she'll sing a song to anyone that comes along. Gradually fell on, just falling to the ground without a sound. Crooked little smile on her face. Tell the tale of grace that goes.
Okay, welcome, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You're listening live here to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. Live, broadcasting live in mikespirit.fm, in Blog Talk Radio, and in what soon will be our new way of listening to me, into www.ghtalkradio. You're very welcome for joining us. I mean, even live in Spreaker, so never mind which way you listen to us, you are more than welcome. Please remember, come on over to my website. It's www.mikespirit.fm. Catch me on Facebook. It's Mike Davis Medium. I know that we have a wonderful guest. It's Ralph Keaton, and you can catch Ralph Keaton as well on www.ralphkeaton.co.uk, or even on www.ralphkeaton.com. That's right there, Ralph, isn't it?
That's correct, yes. They're both a good site.
Woohoo, I got it right for once. First week ever.
You know, yeah, well done.
Thumbs up there for me. And as I said, you know, Ralph, I'm glad that you got a nice, simple website. You know, there is a few websites that you can catch me on as well. And I'm going to say them now. It's www.mikespirit.co.uk or even in mikespirit.info. Or on the one that we are broadcasting live from now, it's www.mikespirit.fm. So, you know, there's many ways that people can catch hold of us. And, you know, if you go to the mikespirit.fm, there is a button in there that says readings. You can hit that button. It will take you into a page where you can have a reading with myself. Follow the online instructions. It's simple. It'll take you through. My wonderful producer Robert has been working very hard there, and it's just a click away. Simple as that. Ralph, if you left it down to me, I think we'd still be trying to master it this time in about 10 years' time. But you know, thank you. We have a wonderful producer Robert. So thank you, Robert, for that. That's absolutely fantastic there for me. So. Okay, Ralph, are we ready to go to the phone lines?
Yes, I'm fine, yeah.
Okay, well, I know that we have quite a few people in there at the moment, okay? So, you know, I do urge people, if you do want to call in, now is the time you need to do so. So get yourself dialed in if you want to call in at 760-283-4611. I know that we had a little bit of trouble in the where I'm reading in the chat room. People couldn't quite get us there, so maybe I wasn't saying it right, or maybe I wasn't pronouncing it right. So I'll say it a bit slower. 760-283-4611. Okay, so let's go to the phone lines.
Hello?
Hi, sorry, it's Holly, is it? Hi, Holly.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, Holly. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Oh, Seattle, Washington.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
I had a job interview last week.
Okay, don't tell us no more. Okay, don't tell us no more. Okay, I'm going to hand you over to the wonderful Ralph, and then let's see where Ralph goes with this. Is that okay for you, Ralph?
I am, yeah.
Okay, so Holly,
is that Holly?
Hi.
Hi, Holly. I'm sorry, I've just got a little bit of feedback, Mike. Is there anything we can do on that? That's better. It's come back. Are you still there, Holly? Sorry.
Yes, I'm fine.
Okay, Holly. Was it a particular type of question you wanted to ask, or what have you got in mind?
I'm hoping I got the job from my job interview last week.
Right. Okay. As far as mediumship side of things go, I can sense from it you're a little bit nervous on that one. So I'm just trying to work out what's going on with now. Then, what I'm going to tell you is it's a positive outcome, but I think you might be having to. Is there another second interview arranged or something?
Not yet.
Is this what's going to be happening? Because I feel like there's a second interview coming to you.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting on with, Holly. You don't sound very confident, are you?
want to get out of my ex-husband's house.
Right.
And that job will help me get out.
Right, okay. Well, from what I'm feeling is there's the potential for a second interview. I'm also going to talk about, as well, feeling from you that there seems to be two other energies around you that seem to be giving you some sort of support. I have to say this to you, Ollie. Was there some confidence issues with you? Are you not very? Do you not kind of feel very confident about certain things you do?
No, sometimes, and then. My soon-to-be ex-husband's kind of mental abuse, like knocking me down when I'm down, you know, kicking me when I'm down kind of person.
Okay, well, look, I know from what I'm being told about you that inside you there's this really bright, beautiful person waiting to kind of burst out. I think you need to. You need to put behind you what you've been through. Use it as an experience to step forward. And I think as far as your job goes, this is certainly going to help you project forward, and that's how I'm feeling with you at the moment. There's an energy around you that's actually trying to push you forward, and I have to say it's a gentleman as well who seems to be almost pointing the finger at you as if to drive yourself on. the other thing I want to talk to you about, Holly, as well, is you. Have you done a U-turn in your life? Are you going back to where you came from or something?
I'm not sure.
It's almost like I'm looking back on past achievements to go forward again.
You mean like on the job?
Yeah. It feels like I'm going to go backwards before I can go forwards.
Oh, I don't know. It's an apartment complex with less apartments, and I used to run apartments with like 130.
Holly, I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Oh.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Hi, I'm there.
Mike?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, Ralph, it's probably a connection.
Oh, right, she's gone completely on me. I'm so sorry. Oh, that was such a shame.
Okay.
No, she's still there, Ralph.
I can't... Hello, Holly. I've not got it, Mike. Sorry.
Okay, that's fine. Okay,
I'm so sorry.
Holly, if you are still listening, which I know that you are, you know, just bear with us and see if you can call back in and see if the connection works a little bit better then. But you know, we do apologize, but we can't. Not even I can hear you. But thank you very much for calling, Holly. And I hope what Ralph said to you has made a lot of sense, which I'm sure it has. And remember, go to the archives in Mike Spirit FM. We will to listen to that again. And I say thank you, Holly, for calling. Okay. okay, let's go over to Patricia. Hi, Patricia, are you there with us?
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it very much. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, now I can. Hi, Patricia.
Hi. Thank you, Mike, and thank you, Ralph.
That's okay. And what was the reason, Patricia, that you called in for?
Well, I'd like a general reading just to see what Spirit has for me today. But I'd like to see if there's some good changes coming in my life.
Okay, well, bear with me a second. We'll give Ralph a five-minute break here a minute, okay? And we'll see where we go. And is that okay with you if I make a connection to the spirit world?
Oh, that's perfect. Thank you.
Okay, Patricia. Okay. See, because I know that there's a lady that draws close around me here, and, you know, she seems very quiet as she makes a connection here with me. And as she seems very quiet in her character-wise, I believe that before she passed on to the spirit world, that she would have been quite confined, quite restricted, quite in need of some assistance. I believe that she would have passed on to the spirit world. You know, she just slipped away in the end, she tells me. I just slipped away in the end.
Yeah.
I know as well that she makes aware that she connects closely there with you within your family there, Patricia. Do you understand why I've got you with me?
Yes, I believe I have a feeling who this is.
Good, okay. And would the person you're thinking, would that fit within your mum's side of your family? Because I believe this lady links to your mum's side of your family.
Yes, it would either be my mother or maybe my grandmother.
Okay. Okay, please don't tell me any more now because I want to establish which one I've got, okay?
Sure.
And I know that this lady, see, bless her heart, she makes her aware that when she passed that she would have been in her late 70s when she passed. I believe it's 76, 77 of when she passed home to the spirit world there, okay? Does that fit with your grandmother there, please?
That's my mother.
That's your mother, okay. Okay, my mistake. Now, with your mum, will I be right in saying that she certainly complained because she wants me to, and I keep rubbing my hands at the minute. So I don't know whether she suffered with a bit of arthritis there or something, or there's a problem with her hands. But I certainly know that I want to start rubbing my hands at the moment as your mum is you and me. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, she just brings me full of... And, you know, I don't know if he was listening in the beginning of the show, but I was saying to Ralph, you know, I don't do running around and everything else, you know, but, you know, she wants me to start filling up with emotion and you know, I have to be careful because I will go with it. And then Ralph will make fun of me every single time that we speak or he sees me, he start pointing his finger at me and saying, ha-ha, you know, you do. So, you know, I've got to be careful with your mum because I know that there's lots of tears, there was lots of hurt, lots of upset. And I believe that this hurt and upset is around you in some kind of way yourself at the moment. So do you understand of this?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. Now, she tells me here that, you know, you feel as if your life at the minute has just gone on hold, as if you're walking on, and please excuse the expression, but it's like a snail. You're going so slow. Nothing's kind of gelling together there for you at the moment. You feel as if life has been really unfair to you. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay, now I don't mean to make you upset. I really don't, Patricia, but I know that she comes close.
Oh, no, that's fine. Okay. Go ahead.
Now, I know that she comes close here, and she wants me to say to you, you know, that I know that you're praying so hard for changes to come into your life. I know that you're wanting so many things to change so much around your life at the moment. And she tells me here that you're trying every avenue that you possibly can. You're working so hard to do it. And it seems to be every time you see a positive in something, it turns straight away into a negative. And, you know, you're kind of sitting back and blaming yourself for these things that's keeps going wrong in your vibration at the moment. Is that right?
Well, sometimes, yes, and I try to keep positive. I'm a very spiritual person.
Good, okay, because I know that she makes you aware of being positive and staying strong because I know that this lady, your mum, is quite close around you and she wants you to be positive and she wants you to be strong. Now, I know, see, there's several people here that wants to join in. Now, I don't know where your dad is with his year or in the next life, and please don't tell me, but I know I've got a gentleman here that I feel who is very caring for you or he would have been very caring for you in this life. I know he's quite full in his features, he's quite rounded in his face. I know that he carries a bit of weight with him because, you know, I can see his cheeks and they kind of puffed out there a bit. And I know as I'm looking at him within his body-wise, I know that he carries a little bit of weight there. I'm not saying he was overweight, man. Please don't get me wrong, Patricia. But I know that he carries a bit of weight with him there before he passes on to the spirit world. And I know that he tells me that, you know, he was such a hard-working gentleman throughout his life of when he was here with us, because I know it's the hard work he enjoyed. And he says to me, I loved a bit of hard work. And he says to me, you know, a bit of hard work never hurt anyone. And I believe that this is the way that this gentleman comes through here at the minute. But I know it was the heart, because I know that he settles here and he wants to put his hand around where my heart is. So I know that it's like the heart, and that's what took this man home to the spirit world. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And would I be right in saying, as I said, I'm not sure where your dad is. Would this be your dad, please?
Oh, no. No, my dad's still alive.
Okay. So who is this gentleman?
If he's an older man, it could be my grandfather. If it's younger, it could be my brother.
Okay, okay. Well, certainly I know I want to... Well, as I said, he passed with a heart condition. I'm not going to say it's either one or the other. I'm going to work with him and see what he brings here to me, okay? Now, I believe that I want to say to you that he kind of... Okay, I know who he is. Thank you. He would have taken care of a lady before he passed on to the spirit world. And he says he didn't have the chance to see it through because he passed before she did. Do you understand of that now?
Oh, no, I don't. No, no, I don't.
Okay. Let me work with your grandfather, okay, and let me work with your grandfather up on your dad's side, because I know that he comes to dad's side, because this is why I'm saying about I'm not sure where your dad is. So do you understand your grandfather up on your dad's side in the spirit world?
Oh, yes, 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 I do.
And would I be right in saying that he passed with a heart condition?
That I do not know. I don't okay. remember.
Okay. Well, can you ask your dad about this, please? Because I know that he comes closer to you. And as I said, that he wants me to say that he wants to take care of you, Patricia, at the moment. And this is what he wants to do from the other side of life, there, from the spirit world. He just wants to come forward and just take you by the hand and lead you. Because I know that there's several pathways open there to you. But choosing the right one, that's what you have difficulty with, isn't it? Okay. And I know I want to say that to you, you know, with his guidance, you're not going to go far wrong. Do you understand of this?
Yes, yes, and I would like to know those paths. Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. Well, you know, he says to me here, okay, which I know that the spirit world says a lot to me, is you follow those inner feelings, you follow those gut feelings, because that's where the spirit world inspires you, okay? I believe that there's an opportunity that's just gone past from you. You kind of... haven't gone down that road, or there was another avenue open to you or something, and you kind of, no, that's not the right one. Okay, so you've just closed the door on something. Is that right?
Kind of, yeah. There's a lot of things.
Okay, that's fine. Well, I know that, you know, when the right avenue or when the right pathway is there for you, know that this gentleman will step in and kind of lead you, okay? I know you've already said that you're quite spiritual. I know that you're quite sensitive to the spirit world yourself, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes, okay, because he tells me that you're quite sensitive to the spirit world yourself, okay? Now, I hope that's helped you a little bit there, Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah?
Oh, yes, thank you.
That's good, okay. Well, you know, you can always listen back to the message at any time. You know, come on over and listen to it in MikeSpirit.fm, and that's where you'll be able to retrieve a copy of that reading. And come and join us on Facebook and on the other websites, and I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, and blessings to you.
Thank you very much. Bye now, bye. Okay, Ralph, let's go back to the phone lines. And I do believe that we have... I'm not sure, because it's not there. Give me just 1 second. Natasha. Hi, Natasha. Are you there with us?
I am. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Natasha, and thank you very much for calling. Now, can we ask you where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Michigan.
From Michigan. Okay, wonderful. Yeah. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I wanted to get a reading on... a relationship with a gentleman. We had a verbal argument about 4 weeks ago.
Natasha, let me cut you in there, okay? Don't tell us any more. I'm going to hand you over to Ralph, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
That sounds good.
Perfect. All over to you, Ralph.
Thank you very much. Hi, Natasha.
Hi, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good.
Listen, Natasha, I can work on a voice vibration with you, which is quite unusual. You've got a very clear and succinct way of putting things over to people, so you must be a communicator.
Yes.
Right, okay. And I can tell you this much, that if you talk to people, you're very... it's easy to understand how you explain things, what you're talking about, where things are going, and etc. So when you talk about this relationship with what you're about to say, what I'm going to say to you is that as long as you can keep your communication clear, you're going to get quite a good way with it. So it'll be,
okay.
You can do something about this.
Okay.
Okay. Reason why I'm saying this is because I think your mother or your grandmother have a similar way about them. And I think, is your mother's on life, isn't she?
My mother is alive. My grandmother is not.
Sorry?
I said my mother is alive. My grandmother is not.
Yes. Well, I certainly sense your mother was alive because I can feel that there's the female I've got with me is the one that's telling me to talk to you, to explain to you that you've got a very positive way of doing things, and you shouldn't look for any errors in what you do. What you do and what you communicate is correct.
Okay.
So what you've been saying recently is correct. It's the right thing to do. Can I ask you a question? Are you suffering from headaches and pains?
I'm not. I do get, you know, the common headaches, and, you know, I do pop something to take for it as soon as possible.
Is this starting at the back of the head, though? This feels like I've got a pain at the back of my head.
Not that I could recall, no.
This is going to sound strange to you, and you'll have to forgive me, but it feels like somebody's got a pin and just stuck it in the back of my head.
Okay.
This has to relate to something. I don't know. What's with your grandmother? Has she suffered a head or a bang injury? Do you remember?
No, I do not.
Right. I'm just wondering whether she's with. I think what she's doing, it's like a pin going into my head, and that usually tells me that I'm talking to somebody who's quite intelligent. You've got a way about you where you have to think your way through things.
Yes.
Okay, which is good. And she, I wish she'd stop doing that. It's hurting my head. So sorry.
I'm sorry.
She keeps putting a pin into my head, and it's just a physical feeling. I think she wants you to think.
Okay.
Have you got to recall a memory over this relationship? Is there something you need to think about?
Oh, boy.
It's cause and effect. Something's happened, and there's a cause and effect, and you have to rethink it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm trying to gather if this relationship is going to come back together, or if this is something that we are both walking away from each other for. So.
Well, I think this is what your grandmother's trying to show you. If you can think back, you'll have a clearer thought pattern. The biggest problem in life that we've got is our emotions can take over sometimes, where we want to do something because we think it's right. But what I like about spirit is sometimes they can point you in directions and say, rethink, have a look.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what your grandmother is doing to you.
Okay.
She's kind of doing that to you. Here we go. You're a very sensitive person with your hands as well. So I would say there's an issue with you keeping your hands clean, or if people touch your hands, you've got a funny feeling with them.
I never thought of it like that.
Yeah, it's, you know, sometimes, in other words, you're a bit reluctant to shake hands with somebody until you feel comfortable with them.
That could be true, yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
It's showing a sensitive nature, and grandmother's giving you this. Do you know, your grandmother's a very strong woman.
Yes, extremely.
There must be a big family around you and her.
Yes, there is.
Okay, because I've got this sense of organization. I want to organize.
Okay.
And I've kind of come away from your relationship a little bit because I'm not wanting to. It's just the way your grandmother's taking this. I want to just put you on a bit of a platform. I feel like what's happened to you is you've gone along on a very high level, and you've suddenly just taken a step sideways to kind of look at something else, and I think you're being distracted.
Okay.
And as far as your relationship goes, it's pointing to me as though it's a small thing that's causing a problem, not a big thing.
Okay.
Okay, now as far as the two of you getting back together, I always say in life that spirit can tell you one thing, but what you actually do is another. Okay, but I know your grandmother is very, very protective over you and also looking after you, and she's making communications to you all the time.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you something. I don't know, I see the colour pink with you, so I have to say that there are things that are pink appearing around you, whether it's marker pens, whether it's little bits of feather or little bits of twinkly things, but there's pink things.
Okay.
And you need to walk. So sorry?
I said no. Interesting.
Yeah. Don't tell me pink's your favorite color. Is it the color you hate or something?
No, it's not a color I hate. I never looked at it as a favorite color, but you know, it's definitely a color that I like.
Right. Okay. Then I think maybe grandmother's point out. But I think you're going to see more of that. And I think what your grandmother's doing is actually saying to you that your thoughts, things that you're thinking and things that you're doing are correct.
Okay.
From her point of view, you've got you've actually got quite a strong will, to be honest.
Yes.
I can think. Yeah, when you feel that things are right, you feel right.
That's true.
Sorry, I'm listening to her and I'm listening to you at the same time. I'm so sorry. I'll tell you what she's actually just been saying to me. Right. Do you have to go up some stairs to get to your house?
No, I have to go upstairs to get to my bedroom.
This feels like you. Like where is there a house where I'm walking up steps before I get into the house?
Well, that would have been the house that I lived at with my grandmother.
Ah. Right. Grandmother's actually, she's touching my heart. You two must have been quite close.
Yes, we were extremely, extremely close. I was her first grandchild.
Ah, right. That's why I'm getting the heart palpitations. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. You have to know that she's standing side by side with you, and whenever you need to clear things up or talk about things, then particularly if it's with this relationship, you need to just think and talk, and you'll get her answers.
Okay.
And you shouldn't doubt them. If she says no, she says no, she says yes, she says yes. So a lot of this is down to how she's treating you. I think as far as your relationship goes, you need to be very clear on what you need and what you're going for. That's a definite from her. It's because you can communicate.
I understand.
Does that make sense, Natasha? Everything has, from what I'm getting from her, you have to be very clear in your message to everybody and to the guy you're dealing with.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah, does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Are you okay?
Yes, I am. Well,
you need her strength. You need her strength. She's very, very strong. Is there an open fire near you, or is that with your grandmother?
An open fire?
Yes, an open fire.
Don't understand.
There's a fire that you would put logs onto, or you'd put you'd certainly burn things on it.
I do have a fireplace currently in my home right now.
Right. Is it not used?
No. Very, very, very rarely.
Okay, why would your grandmother be standing next to it?
Maybe because I'm sitting right next to it, I don't know.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, listen, there's proof your grandmother's standing next to you.
Okay.
She's talking about this open fire.
Hmm.
So,
okay.
She's with you right now, I have to tell you that it's a lovely lady I'm listening to. Again, she's very strong-willed in what she wants to say and how she talks to you, which is nice.
Okay.
But she sees you with long fingers, long nails.
Uh-huh.
And it's a lovely feeling I've got from her as well that I need to pass on to you on how she wants to treat you. She'll listen to you, but it's this communication. Again, she's coming back to this communication. Everything needs to be clear. No grey areas.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah?
Yes.
And I have to say to you that you must look forward, because your future's in front of you. You can step up a level. It's the strength that you need from her, that you need this independent strength just to take a step forward and kind of brave the world a bit and say, this is where I'm going with this. And I have to say, the way she's talking to me, Natasha, I have to say that if you take a step forward, people will watch, look, and listen to you. And you'll drive things forward. You'll get more of what you want if you stand forward and go forward. I feel like I'm telling you off, Natasha. I'm really sorry. It's your grandmother.
No, it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Is that okay for you?
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Problem.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. No, she's with you, Natasha. She's standing next to you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Take care.
I will. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mike? Hello?
I think we kind of lost Mike there for a second. Hold on a minute here. This is Robert, the producer of Mike's show. Ralph, I'm going to set you up with the next caller. Her name is Debbie. And
okay.
Debbie?
Hey.
Okay. Hiya, Debbie. It's Ralph.
Hey, Ralph. This is Debbie from the United States. I'm glad to talk to you.
Whereabouts in the U.S. are you?
Yes.
Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Georgia.
Okay. I've never been there, but I'm sure it's a lovely place.
It's the state above Florida. Everybody here is a Florida and Disney World. So.
I know where you are. Yep, I know where you are. So what would your question be then for Spirit?
I would like to ask about a new job opportunity that I've been trying to manifest to come my way.
Yeah. Now, before you go any further, I'm going to tell you something. As far as job opportunities go and as far as you go, I would suggest that you look for a different avenue, a skill that you've got that will take you further than what you're doing at present. Okay? And I have to say to you that you're not looking in a broader aspect of a job.
Yeah. Sorry about that. My niece was talking to me.
It's okay. We can all join in. The reason why I'm saying this is because I've got a very... I can feel by what's going on that you're a very caring kind of person, so you understand the nature of other people. So you're having to learn and view what people are doing. So I want to say to you that the jobs that you've been looking for or things that you're going towards, you need to look elsewhere. You need to a kind of a side movement. Does that make sense?
I'm caring by nature, and plus it's also my profession that I do as a nurse.
Oh, right. Well, there you go. Look, well, that's fantastic. Listen, what I can say is though there's a specialist area for you to go to.
Okay, hit me with it because I don't have I'm not sure which direction to go.
So I'm just listening to energies and things that are around me at the moment. Sorry, Debbie. Right, listen. I have a father type figure with me now. I always say that because the figure himself feels like would overlook you, would kind of keep an eye on you. And what I'm getting from him is a sense of there's a specialist area next to what you do. It's a very specialized field, and that's where you should go. And it's not the type of job that is kind of out there that everybody would know about. It's a very specialist area. Do you deal with young children?
I don't. I deal with the big kids, adults.
Well, you can treat them like kids. That's another nice way of doing it, I suppose. There's a specialist field. I'm desperately trying to get hold of what they're on about. But there's this very specialist field, and it feels like where you have to. God, it sounds like I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm awfully sorry to do this to you, but I feel like you're training people, or you're getting people to do things on a repetitive nature. Is that right?
I actually work in a hospital with very sick patients, and they're all adults. There's no children in this facility.
Oh, this is fine. Sometimes what happens with me is that they'll give it me in a way that the people that you're dealing with, are you having to treat them very simply? So do they have to understand you on a very simple level? Because that's how it feels.
On some of them we do, because they're on the ventilator and or they've had some kind of head trauma or something like that. It all depends on the person that you're treating at the moment.
Right. Where's father? Where's your father? What's he doing?
He's still living.
Yeah, hence the reason. What does he do, though? Is he involved in the similar sort of thing?
No, he's not. My dad's retired. He's retired Air Force. He was in the military.
You see, right. I can see what's going on here. As in the military, there are specialist fields inside what you'd call the military zones. What you've got is a similar thing. And I said there's a father-like figure here standing next to me who seems to want to say to you to specialise, specialist stuff. But it seems like some way of training or helping people to understand things. So whether it's somebody that's come out of a coma or whether it's somebody that needs to reorganise their body in some way, but there's a specialist field, and I want to ask you to look for this.
Okay.
I'm being told that you're very what we call happy-go-lucky. If what will be sort of thing. Is that right with you?
I am, but then when there's things that I really want to do, like this new position, I'm very impatient because I've been trying to get there for a very long time, and I'm not really happy where I'm at, and I don't know if it's – I've tried to make myself happy, and I've gotten along better than I was. But I want something that resonates with me, that I'm a part of.
I'm going to talk about. It feels like a grandfather or a great grandfather. I'm not quite sure which at the moment. But what I want to say to you is, and this seems like I'm aiming everything at you, and I'm awfully sorry because sometimes I do readings with them, but it's aimed at you. This nature that you've got is very beneficial to anybody around you, and this is something you need to use as another skill level you've got, being able to uplift people, because your nature is to be very jolly and very kind of forthright, very, very forward. Have you got somebody?
Somebody said I had like a Pollyanna nature or something like that.
Yes, that's it.
I've had people tell me just I don't even have to talk to them, and they smile and they already feel better. I've had several people tell me that just walking into a room, I'm like,
because
okay.
You carry with you many different angels. I'm going to talk about angels. Do you understand where I'm coming from? Angels working.
I take them with me everywhere I go.
Fantastic. I've got that sensation of angels and angelic working with you. And you need to know that there are several working with you, not just one, which makes you very, very unique in whatever you want to do. But the one thing that's got that will always give you a bright light. So therefore, people will smile around you. But it will also make sure you're always buoyant. You're always up and running. Are you aware of a lady in angelic form that stands next to you with her hand on your shoulder?
No.
Have you ever noticed your shoulder goes cold? Only one shoulder, left shoulder, goes cold?
Well, it gives me pain. I've had shoulder pain that I've had to deal with, and that's been going on for about 3 years.
Okay, listen. There is literally an angel working with you, helping you with that, but also that's another point of contact with her. When you put your hands on people, you're giving a message through to them as well.
Oh, that is so wonderful.
Yeah. You'll suffer from really, really hot hands or incredibly cold hands, and that's angelic working.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
It does make sense.
Yeah. It's and Debbie, it's really nice to know you, because when anybody works in that kind of manner with anything, then you've got a higher level working. Not only have you got the angelic figures, but and I now know this is a grandfather that's with you. A grandfather with a huge beaming smile on his face, who would have always smiled, would have always had a very similar to you in actual fact, but would have had a very sharp way of saying things. So this person you might have looked at and wondered if they were joking or not.
I've only known my other grandfather passed away before I was ever born. I only know one, and he always wanted me to become a doctor.
Right. Well, now then, there's your specialist field. Look. It's a route through. There are many other ways of doing what you do, but I have to tell you, you need to be very specialised, and you'll get on 10 times further, and you will give it 100%.
Well, thank you so much.
Is that okay? So, and with an angel on your shoulder as you're dealing with, they will always. Have you got angelic things around you now? Is there angel things?
I only have one. I actually have a little baby cherub that's on my dresser. It's
okay.
About the only angel figurine that I have, and I'm actually sitting right next to it.
Right. Well, now, that makes sense of why I said to you very early on, are you dealing with children? A cherub is a very young, sprightly energy, and that energy is certainly being powered into you like you wouldn't believe. And it's a bit obvious to sort of say that white is a thing you'll have a lot of, but you will have a lot of white around you. Whether it's a white wall, white car, white dresses, it's lots of white, and you'll do that a lot without probably realizing it.
I do, because most of the walls on my house are white, and I have a white car, a white truck. Yes.
There you go. There you go. Thank you so much. It's so you're on a very nice level, Debbie, and I'm going to tell you this much: whatever job you choose to go to, and it has to be specialised, you'll succeed at very, very well. Okay.
All right.
And if you earn $1 million, remember where you heard it from.
I'd end up giving it all away.
Well,
more than likely,
my direction,
whoever
Debbie,
did it, I really would. I don't hold on to money very well. If somebody needs it, I give it.
I have to tell you, that's another angelic sign, because again, they're not interested in that side of it. It's more the good and the good nature of things that you've got. So Debbie, I've loved this reading. Thank you very much for listening.
You're welcome.
Is that okay?
All right, thank you.
And you as well. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Debbie. And I do apologize, Ralph, for losing you then.
Ah, you're ignoring me, mate. I can tell.
Never mind, it was meant to be, wasn't it, I think. And Debbie, thank you very much for calling in. And remember, come on over to MikeSpirit.fm to retrieve that reading in the archives. I say thank you very much for calling.
Oh, you've been lovely. Thank you.
No problem at all. Thank you. Bye now. Okay, Ralph. We're over halfway through the show. Doesn't time fly, doesn't it?
Oh, I can never know where it goes. Well, you know what I'm like. If I get talking, I get talking, and that's it. Sorry.
No, that's fine. You know, the time flies. It really does. But, you know, I just wanted to mention your website again, Ralph. It's www.ralphkeaton.co.uk, or even www.ralphkeaton.com. And I suppose people can get a hold of you there, Ralph, yeah?
Yes, they can. Yeah, either through that site or through yourselves, Mike, whichever, you know.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, if you want a reading with Ralph, a personal reading, a one-to-one with Ralph, which, you know, I would recommend. And, you know, Ralph, I'm going to come to you for a reading one day. You never know. It's going to happen.
Right,
it's going to happen soon.
Whenever you're ready, Mike, that's not a problem. I don't mind that. I'll have a chat with you. That's fine.
You know, I've got a diary open here, Ralph, and it's ready. I've got a pen in my hand ready, Ralph, so you never know. After the show, I might just nab you there. And you know, you can always catch me for reading. Come on over to MikeSpirit.fm and click the button readings, and that's where you'll be able to be directed on how to have a reading with myself. It doesn't matter where you are, because we can do it on Skype. So there's the information. MikeSpirit.fm or even RalphKeaton.co.uk or .com. Let's go back to the phone lines here, Ralph, and I do believe they have. I know I'm going to get this wrong. Is it Shannon? Shannon, are you there with us? Hi, Shannon.
Sheena?
Might be Sheena. Sheena? Nope.
Nope, we've gone.
Okay, well, let's go. Okay, then I don't know who's next, Ralph. Maybe we'll just have a little chat for another minute or two. Well,
you know what this is? This is Spirit saying that we need to talk a bit more and inform people a little bit more about spiritual working, maybe.
Possibly, that's that. Or it could be Ralph's Spirit's way of saying, Ralph, you need to give Mike Davis a reading.
Maybe I should, Mike. Maybe I should do that.
I wouldn't ask you to do that live on here because that's unfair. That really is, because people have called in for a reading. And so let's go. I believe we have Stan there. Stan, are you there with us?
I am here. Yes, I'm here.
Finally, we got someone. That's the way it feels anyway for me and Ralph. But Ralph, I will take you up on that offer very, very soon, Ralph. You never know.
Don't worry, yeah.
So let's work with you, Stan. And where are you calling from, Stan?
I am in South Carolina in the United States. It's just above Georgia, which is where the last caller was calling you from.
Ah, right. Okay. Okay.
So,
what was the thing that you called in for, Stan?
Yeah, I know about your show because you had Leanne Thomas, who's a good friend of mine. You know, she also goes by Angelic Hope. She was a guest on your show a couple of weeks ago, and that's how I know about your show, so I'm glad to be here.
Wonderful. Well, you know, actually, Leanne is back on with us next week. So
stay tuned for next week.
You know, I don't normally announce who's coming up, you know, I had such a wonderful time with Leanne, and wonderful night with Leanne. So, yeah, tune in next week as well. But, Stan, what was the reason that you called in for? I know that you said that there was that you got to my show through Leanne, so was there a reading that you was looking for?
Well, I'm looking for a reading. I got a question I can ask, if you like. So I'll start with that.
It's entirely up to you. I mean, my forte is to link to the spirit world. I do. If you want me to do that for you, Stan, I certainly will, and we'll see where we go, and then you can ask me the question if I don't answer it in the beginning. Is that okay?
Sure. I've been doing some traveling. I left my home in Virginia almost 2 years ago after selling everything I own and got on my motorcycle, and I've been following, going where spirit leads me, and now I'm sort of resting a little bit before I travel some more. And I just wanted to know if you got any of my family members or friends on the other side that had something for me that would be helpful for me to know right now.
Yeah, most definitely. Okay, well, I know that there's a gentleman here with me, Stan. And, you know, as this gentleman is with me, I know that he's quite a nicely built man. You know, I don't believe he's all that old when he passes on to the spirit world. I believe that he makes aware of being like late 40s, maybe early 50s. I'd say maybe around 52, if I'm honest today with you, when he passes. Now, I believe that as he's here with me, that he gives me the typical kind of guy that's enjoying life, okay? And I know that he would have enjoyed life to the fullest of when he was here with us. He always done what pleased him the most, okay? So what, very much like yourself, wherever he went, that's where he pleased, that's where he wanted to go. And I believe that's where he was when he was here with us. Now, I know that he comes here on like family, okay? So I believe that he's like a family connection there to you of when he was here with us, okay? Do you understand of him?
I have a pretty good idea who this is.
Okay, let me connect to your dad's side, because he comes, seeing this is a wonderful way that the spirit world has worked with me. If they come to my right-hand side, it means mum. If they come to my left-hand side, it means dad. It's taken me a long time to get a grasp of that, but I know that he comes to your dad's side of your family. And I know that he makes you aware that there's quite a lot of them there in your dad's family. So I know that your dad would come from quite a large kind of family. So do you understand that?
Yes.
Good. Okay, because I know that's where he is. He's within your dad's side. And, you know, he makes you aware that, he keeps saying, I had the operation, and it didn't go too well. So do you understand of this gentleman that passed on to the spirit world, that done what he pleased in life? And he had an operation, it didn't go too well, and I believe that this is like, I'm not saying it was the operation that made him pass on to the spirit world, but in his opinion, it certainly helped to contribute, if you like, to his passing.
Yeah.
Does that make sense there, Stan?
Right.
Yeah? Good, because I know that he's... Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay, you just keep going. Okay.
Okay. We'll keep going, Stan. We'll find him here, because as I've already established, your dad is from a large kind of family. Would I be right in saying that there's three boys? Okay, there's three boys that links either with your dad or with your granddad. There's three of them there together. So there's three boys. So is that your dad or your granddad?
Okay, so are these all these boys you're talking about on the other side?
I don't know. He just tells me there's three boys. He connects with three boys.
Okay. Yeah, it was my dad and his older brother. Okay. And there's a stepbrother in there too, probably.
Okay.
That's what you're getting. Yeah.
Good, okay, because I know that there's three boys, okay? So it's your dad is the one I'm connecting with then, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Because I know that I've got this gentleman that comes closer to me, and, you know, if I said to you that it's since his passing you've become more aware of the spirit world, would that make sense there to you? Because he says, since I passed, your awareness has deepened, it's grown, and it's like it's now to the forefront of your mind where it was at the back of your mind. Does that make sense there to you?
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not real certain who this man that's 50-something that has passed, that's not really ringing with me. Because my dad's brother, his plane went down in World War II over the Himalayas, and he was 25 when that happened. Yeah. And my dad was, 68 when he passed in 93. So I'm not sure who this particular fellow is, but I can
certainly get an age wrong. Okay, I can really do that, and that's that. You know, I'm not ashamed to admit that. You know, because when I'm looking at someone, I'm only guessing or judging an age. Okay, let me have a little bit more often, because I know he links to your dad's, because that's what he tells me. Because there's three boys that he linked with. Okay, I know that he makes you aware that. Actually, I believe that he had three children, this man did as well. So are you one of three?
Yes, I'm one of three.
Perfect. Okay, so it's your dad. Excuse me, and I do apologize for getting the age a little wrong, okay? But as I said, you know, I'm only looking at him, and that's the age I'm judging there, okay? But I know I've got your dad here in the spirit world, Stan. And as your dad makes his appearance here to us and makes his presence known, you know, I just believe I want to say to you that, you know, of where you're settled at the moment and where you're thinking of going next, okay? Let me just say to you that you're finally finding what you've been looking for, okay? And if I say to you that of where you've been searching for, what you've been looking for, it's now coming to, as I said, the forefront of your mind, okay? You now feel comfortable in where you are in life. Do you understand of that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
And if I said that you now feel a part of something where if we look back over your life, you felt as if you didn't really, and this is going to come wrong, and please excuse me, it's like you felt as if there was, you kind of didn't fit in anywhere, but now you feel the purpose. I can fit in here. I feel comfortable. I feel happy here. Do you understand of this?
Yes, absolutely. The way there's been times in my life where I thought, you know, what the heck is going on? And now when I look back at everything, it just all makes perfect sense to me. So, yeah.
Now, would I be right in saying this, Dan, as well, that your dad was quite a strong character in his way?
He might have been. He just had some health issues that really got in the way of many people knowing that, but I know he's a strong and sweet spirit.
Okay.
And I know that his brother was very strong too, but he passed so young.
Okay. Because I know that your dad is making me feel I want to be quite strong in my characters, and whatever I have to say, I want to say it. And I believe that in some kind of way that you've kind of adopted or learned to adopt that attitude, you know, that you have to be yourself. You have to say it the way that you see it, okay? And I know that I want to say that you know, there is something else out there for you, okay? But I know it's not where you're settling now. I know that you're going to move on in the next few weeks, months, and whatever it is, because then he tells me that you're going to move on. And when it does, it feels like as if something... Now, remember what I was speaking about to Ralph in the beginning? Like when I'm working with wonderful mediums, I get like an electricity, like static coming through, and it feels perfect when I'm working. I believe that's where you are in life at the moment. You feel a draw, you feel a pull to something, but not sure of where it's taking you. So I know that that's where you are. You're trying to find it. You're trying to find where you're comfortable, your zone, if you like. And I know when you find it, that's where you will kind of, what's the old saying, lay up your hat, isn't it, or hang up your boots, because I know that's where you're going to stay. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
This is perfect, Mike, because it's lining up with what I have received on my own, and I really, that feels really good to hear that. Thank you.
Good. And also, here, Stan, you know, I do believe in some kind of way that, see, as Dad is with me, you know, if I said to you that, you know, you always have the skill to fall back upon, what does he mean by that?
Yeah, I've been getting this guidance that I can fix just a bit about anything around the house, okay?
Okay.
And, I don't feel like I'm being encouraged to focus on my healing gifts and to, you know, stop falling back on, you know, working on people's houses, you know. That's what
I think. Right, okay. So that's what he talks about. You always have the skill to fall back upon, okay? So there's obviously a part of you, or where there's a question in your mind, what am I going to do, whether it be financially or how am I going to support or what? See, and that's what he says. You always have your skill you can fall back upon. And I believe that, you know, that's the way that your dad just comes through. You see, there's a host of people, the ones that come in now. And it's, you know, it's like they all want to rush in together. And I believe that's the way that they always link there with you. Now, I know that you said that there's a younger brother to dad, but there's also a younger lady in the spirit world that wants to make her appearance here to me. So do you understand of a younger girl or a younger lady that would have passed on to the spirit world there? I feel it's instant passing, okay? I believe I was involved in some kind of, whether it be like an accident or something, or...
I'm sorry, I'm getting a little emotional here. Is my dad's mother, who died when she was 37. She died of a ruptured appendix. I'm sure that's who that is, okay?
Okay, because I know I want to say it's a younger lady, okay, that wants to make her appearance here. And, you know, if I said to the Stan that she has, you know, that she has communicated there with you, okay, and she's been through several times, but, you know, she've always come through in this way of you're not really sure, and, you know, you think it's her, but you're not really sure. Does that make sense there to you?
I don't know. I mean, I know that she's around me all the time. I mean, she's traveled with me. I feel confident that she's around me more than any other loved one that I have on the other side. And
okay, well, perfect, because I know that this is the way that this lady comes through here, okay? That it's like as if she hasn't, she hasn't communicated through another medium let me get back there. She has communicated, okay, but not through another medium so many times in the past. Do you understand of that?
Okay. Well, keep going. I'm not exactly sure if I understand what she's telling me now.
Okay. Now, of what she wants me to say to you is, okay, that, you know, she's been trying to prove herself to you. Now, I know that you just said that she's been following you and she's been traveling with you. Now, would I be right in saying of where you're settled at the moment, that you've actually, kind of been in her energy, you've been in her vibration for quite some time now? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And would I be right in saying, because she keeps wanting me to say that she kind of visits you and you kind of see her, or you see the energy of her. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And she tells me that, you know, it's like as if you kind of challenge the spirit world sometimes. Do you understand this? That you're either asking them to do things, or you're throwing out challenges. You know, I know that, like, if we're doing like a ghost tour or something, that, you know, we would put like trigger objects out. I'm not saying that's what you're doing, but it's like, you know, move that. Let me see this, okay? Because you're testing it. Let me see you. Let me feel the energy that you have. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I do that occasionally. When I ask them to just give it to me so I don't have any doubt, you know.
There we
I
are, ask perfect.
Them to just lay it on me, you know.
There we are, perfect. Because she just comes in and she says to me, you know, about the kind of test that you throw out, the challenges that you throw out. And she says to me, you know, we kind of please, and we do it every single time. We try and bring it forward every single time so that you feel. So, you know, I suppose in some way that we all wish in some way that we had that vibration where the spirit would just come and give it, and as you say, lay it up on me. You know, and they do with me occasionally sometimes. That's if they can catch me before I fall asleep sometimes, I got to be honest. But, you know, I know that they come so close there to you, and they just wanted to prove your existence, sorry, their existence there to you. Now, I know that she says to me, tell them about February. I have to talk to you about the month of February is important to you, isn't it?
Huh.
Whenever I say about months, it would either mean like a birthday, a passing, or an anniversary.
Well, I'm not sure about that right this minute.
Okay, she says, tell him it links with his dad. So I know that there would be either a birthday or a passing or anniversary to do with your dad or around your dad in the February. And I know that she talks to me about the 18th of February.
Okay, well, that's the day that I went to India this year. That's the day I got on the airplane to go to India this year.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Interesting.
Okay, because I know that she talks about February. Okay, if that's the day that you're on the plane to India, perfect, okay? I don't know, but that's what she gives me. Does that help you a little bit there, Stan?
Oh, this is, Mike, I really appreciate it. I've relied on my guidance, and it's served me pretty well since I started doing this crazy motorcycle trip 2 years ago. And just, you know, there are times when I kind of wonder if this is, you know, I just need a little backup, you know, like a little validation, another perspective that gives me, like viewing it from the other side of the way to view it. You know, I just get a clearer picture. So, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Well, no problem at all. Well, remember this, Dan, you know, as I've said many times through the show, come on over to MikeSpirit.fm where you'll be able to find the archives of the show, where you'll be able to download and have a copy of that reading.
Right.
You know, connect with us on Facebook, through the other websites, and connect with Ralph as well, under RalphKeaton.co.uk. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much. All right.
No problem at all. Thank you. Bye now. Okay, Ralph, let's go back to the phone lines, and we'll try again with Shireen. Hi, Shireen, you there with us?
Yes, hi.
Finally, we got you. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing okay.
Can I ask you this, Shireen? I am pronouncing your name right. Is it Shireen, is it?
Sheena,
okay. Mm-hmm. I do apologize, Sheena. And where are you calling from?
Florida.
From Florida. Wonderful. Now, I'm due to visit Florida the end of September. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to the trip out there in Florida. And you never know, maybe we could meet up and see me work live somewhere. So, but I'm going to hand you over to my wonderful guest, to Ralph, okay?
Okay.
And Ralph, it's all over to you, mate.
Hi, Sheena. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Have you got a question you want me to answer?
I sure do. There is a young man that was in my life about 2 years ago that I'm very, really, really missing right now. And wanting to, you know, reconnect because I really feel like this person was a soulmate to me. And also if I can get any, you know, messages from the spirit world.
Okay, right. Sheena, I have two energies with me, and I'll explain what's going on in a moment. But I need to talk about where you are at the moment. Okay. It feels like, have you stopped still? Have you not moved on with things? Are you basically in the same place you were a year ago?
Mentally, yes.
Right. Yes. Okay. Because I feel like almost what I want to do is undo a veil, let you see things in a different way. Okay.
Okay.
I can tell that you're a very spiritual person. That faith means a lot to you.
Wow. Yes, that's true.
Yeah. There's something nice going on here in the fact that there's a collective group of spirits that seem to want to stand and be near you, and it's not just one or two. There must be 12 or 13 of them.
Wow.
Okay. Now, you must do a lot of thinking in your head. A lot of... Is that... Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah? So even if somebody's talking to you, you're, well, I call it miles away, but you've lots of different thoughts going on. Okay? And a lot of the questions you ask are being answered. Okay. Can I ask you a question? Did you lose somebody really young when you were young, like a friend or a sister or somebody?
I lost... my best friend and my mother.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about that person, your best friend, being with me now. And I have to say, I have to look through her eyes because she's got lovely eyes, a lovely clear face, and she seems to be holding her hands out to you. And I have the feeling that you were holding her or touching her. Are you still with me, Sheena?
Yes, I'm here. You mean okay. Touching as in physically or...
You physically touched her near death when she passed.
Okay.
Yeah? Let me lead on
I
to tell you.
I wanted to.
Oh, you wanted to. Okay, that's fine. But that thought process in your mind is actually making a connection anyway. But I have to kind of thank you for a few things. It seems like... You kind of brought her joy, her happiness. You were a shining light for her. Okay. Now,
okay.
Can I talk about mother. Mother's gone with an illness. I can feel. What I'm getting is a deadening feeling in my arms and my legs. So there's a numbness to your mother.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's something that you may or may not know, but in physical world, we suffer pain. In spiritual world, all that's taken away, and what's left is a pure energy, a pure, beautiful energy that doesn't have anything that we have as physical. So I want to talk about these two energies both being perfect and both connecting to you to take away any doubts or any issues that you may have. And also I want to take away any guilt feelings that you seem to be having as well. Okay?
Okay.
Because in life, we always want to change what was in the past to what was going on, but spirit don't do that. Spirit want to say, I want to take you forward. I want to move you on. And that's what I want to talk about now with you. I want to move you forward. I want to bring a bright light in and say, here we are, look, what a wonderful world, move forward. And that's what the advice I'm giving you is to move forward, to look on. Are you not well yourself? It feels there's an illness with you as well. I don't feel, are you not able to stand up?
Oh, yeah, I can stand. I just recently had... iron deficiency, so I had to get a blood transfusion. My blood was very, very low. It was at a 6, and you know, most it's supposed to be at a 12 or 14. So,
Right. This is why I can feel this not being able to get up motion, because if you're having a blood transfusion, you're having to be laid. Now, I'm going to tell you a few things. A lot of spirit energy around you is giving you a massive amount of healing, massive amounts. And I'm also feeling that's a thing you think about as well, are healing. You will get a lot of, you'll draw from a lot of people different things, okay? Mother in particular seems to want to actually hug and hold you, literally by your head as well. So I'm going to sort of say you will feel sensations around the face quite a bit. And I can only describe that as like having a cobweb go across the front of your face, where it feels, even like a stray hair, it feels like something tickling your face.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
What? Sorry, go on. Is this a sensation you're feeling?
Sometimes, yeah, and I'll think it's my hair, and I'll brush it back, or it'll be my ear, and I'll, you know, swipe my ear, and I do feel that a lot, and I have recently.
Okay, this is Mum. This is Mum's way of touching your face, of actually touching you. As a child, that's what would have happened. She would have wiped your face, she would have cuddled your face, and she's doing that now in spirit form to you, really to say to you that she's there when you need her, when you want the support, when you need to talk, she's there. Your friend is doing something different. Your friend is kind of almost tickling you, so you will get tickling sensations on your arms or down the side of your leg. It's just her way of letting you know. So it would feel like pins and needles is the only thing I can describe it as, occasionally hitting you.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a big family in spirit.
I just want to say that I don't look at what I went through as an illness. It's just, it makes me very fatigued.
Yeah, well, it's okay. It's but what they're trying to do for you, Sheena, is to give you healing, a positive thing. Now, as far as your relationship goes, what I can sense from this is a need to communicate with this gentleman, and a need to establish contact again.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That's what I'm feeling.
Yeah,
like,
I think even if it's just from a friendship point of view initially, it feels like it's a connection that you need, which will give you another lift, another move forward. Can I ask you a question? There seems to be something going on with your toes. What's the thing with your toes? Yes. Have you got... is one of your toes crooked, or is it twisted or something? I'm so sorry.
my
I get the weirdest
toe
of things.
My pinky toe is funny looking you.
I'm awfully sorry. I don't. It's a good job nobody can see us, because then I can't embarrass you. So I'm really sorry, but it's just the way they bring things through to me. I can feel my toes are starting to twitch and tingle, and I know something's going on there. I want to just bring that through as a little bit of validation for you to say they're listening and looking at you.
Okay.
Is that okay? I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay.
And I get the strangest of things to talk about, and I just go with the flow. So, colour seems to be a thing in your life. Are you adding colour to your life? Are you changing colours a lot?
No, I'm not. It's always the same colours.
Well, this is what I want to do. I want to add colour.
Okay.
Okay, so whether it's, I don't mean go out there and buy the brightest, the strangest looking colours in the world, but certainly if you're feeling like adding or throwing a colour on or making colour in there, the colour must be in your life.
Okay.
To give you another sense of healing as well.
Okay, so maybe purple or...
Yep. Purple or an orange colour, which are all healing colours. They're all spiritual colours as well. Even white on its own, as I've talked about another lady about this angelic feeling, when you place white around you, you're asking for cleansing and clearing. And that's another thing that I need to give you.
Okay. Gina, I don't want to talk about height or anything, but are you not a tall lady?
No, I'm not.
Right,
no,
okay.
I'm short.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to put it that way. I mean, I'm 6 foot odd, so everybody looks small to me. But I can tell by your stature that I need to ask you to stand upright, look up, not down.
Okay.
Okay. It's, I think Mother was of a similar height, because she seems to be standing next to you.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. And I would look eye to eye with you as well when I'm talking to you. So if I'm going to talk to you, I would look into your eyes. I will talk to you. And I think that's what you do in life as well. You look at others and you look at their eyes to see what they're saying to you.
Yeah, that is exactly right.
Yeah.
I think that shows, you know, that you're serious, you're passionate, you're listening to the person.
And that's a good sign. It's a very, very good sign, Sheena. Listen, I've got a very nice thing to tell you that, and it literally is going to work very quickly. As of the next few days, things are going to kind of lift, get a bit brighter, a bit more fun. I will say there's going to be a lot of activity in your home from Spirit, because they've just invited themselves in to talk to you. But it's on a positive aspect. It's not... Don't be scared by it. What they're doing is they're going to come along and give you a lot of different thoughts and feelings. And if you think you're thinking a lot of things now, by the time Spirit's finished, you'll be wondering where things are, because they're going to give you lots of thoughts.
Okay.
Have you a prayer book or something? Something that you pray in?
A prayer book?
Yeah, I can see a book, a prayer book, or a book that's got a prayers in it. That is being written over or written in?
Not by me, maybe by my mother. She had those. She had Bibles that she used to write in, but I don't have any around the house.
Right. I can see a little one, a really little. Actually, do you read poems?
No. Not really.
Somebody near you or with you is reading poems, and this is coming over as prayers. They're almost the same thing, because when you start to, yes, it's a poem, a small poem book.
Okay.
Look for it, because it's lucky.
It's lucky?
Bringing your luck. Now, this is your mother speaking to me now.
Okay.
She's telling you to watch for a poem book with poems in.
Okay, maybe it's coming.
Possibly, or it's around you.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm getting things thrown around where I am at the moment. Things are falling off the shelves and things. So listen, there's a lot of spiritual activity connected to you. Are you losing things?
All the time. All the time. And I said, just... the other day, stop moving my phone, because every time I set my cell phone down, it would go somewhere, move, and then I don't know where it's at. Everything, keys.
This is your friend. Did your friend, she had very light color hair?
No, she had dark hair.
Right. I have a lady with me who's got very light colored hair, and it's in a small round shape as well, and I feel like a lot of fun with her, and again, this is another one of these energies that's going to step forward.
I'm not aware right now.
It's okay. I've been giving a picture. Have you a small pond or a... it looks like a small lake or a pond near you.
Right on the side of my house. It's like a little... It's, in Florida, we have like... the land is very low, so when it gets flooded, we'll dig like maybe a trench, or I don't know what it is you call it, but it's like a little stream, like to the left of where I am, and it's about 5 feet away. It's nothing that a child could drown in. It's, you know, just purely for like if it rains, then the water can drain in that.
Okay, I'm seeing a flower growing out of it, that's all. There seems to be a brand new flower, something growing out of it. It's kind of given to you as a sign to say this is the change.
Wow.
So whatever's down in there, whatever's around that, and it's a bright colour as well.
Hmm.
And it's really just to show you that it's newness. Things are coming back to you.
What is... my loved ones on the other side think of this young man that I used to date. I wasn't ready at the time, and he was.
Okay.
And I realized later on, it hit me later on, I mean, this guy was falling in love with me, but I didn't know what that felt like, so I backed away from it, and so now I'm realizing I want that back, but I just want to know what they think of this man that I have my heart set on.
Sheena, that's why they said to you to make communication. There's approval. I mean, if they didn't want you to make communication or didn't want you to get involved again or whatever, they wouldn't have put that over to me that way. They did say to me to tell you to make communication, to start things off on a friendship basis, to start looking again.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you? That was very clear to me. Life is about missing opportunities, and sometimes it's about seeing an opportunity and not really grasping it. But you're going to get here. Everything's coming back round again for you, so you should have everything coming back together. And the spirit that surrounds you is going to put things right for you.
My friend, she was 8 months pregnant when she passed.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a baby. She never got to see the baby physically, but we did because the baby was in the casket with her. Is that baby okay?
That is... one of the energies that will be with her. I actually, I'm being truthful to you, I can't make a direct connection to the child, but I do know one thing. If your life has a little bit of chaos going on here and there, where things go disappearing or things don't quite work out, that's a child energy. They don't know right from wrong. And usually if they've made a connection back to you, we normally find that life gets a little bit crazy here and there. Silly little things.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, and they're all silly, stupid things. But let me tell you something, a child will always work very low down with you. They'll always work around the knee or certain, depends on the height of the child, but generally it's a low energy. So you'll feel coldness around your feet, knee sensations, and certainly tickling sensations low.
Okay.
But children in spirit are incredibly well looked after. As we do on earth, they'll do the same in spirit. But the wonderful thing about a spirit child is they're so bright and they're so full of energy that they almost will make you have a very hectic day one day, and then when they leave and move away from you, it seems like everything sinks really low. So they'll give you bursts of energy.
Wow. Okay.
And that's certainly around you, Sheena. Certainly around you.
Wow.
It's certainly
okay.
Around what you're doing, so... Sheena, I'm going to leave those with you. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. That was great.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for your time. And you're going to have a lot of activity.
Okay.
So thank you
thank
very
you
much.
So much.
Thank you, Sheena. Thank you. Take care.
Okay. Thank you, Sheena, for calling in. And remember, coming over to Mike Spirit FM, we will have a copy of that reading in the archives. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Ralph. We're at the end of the show virtually. I can't believe how quick it's gone.
Oh man, flown.
Doesn't time fly? 2 hours gone. You know, I think next time, Ralph, we need like a 4-hour show just between us.
Well, I don't mind. That's fair enough for me. I'll talk to the UK. That's no problem.
Okay, Ralph. So let's give out your web address again. It's www.ralphkeaton, which is ralphkeeten, ralphkeaton.com. Do I have that right?
Sorry, Mike, it's the Keaton is K-E-E-T-O-N.
That's what I said, wasn't it?
You said E-N. But it doesn't matter.
Did I? Too many E's, okay? That's ralphkeaton.co.uk. Or even Ralph Keaton, and I'll get it right this time. K-E-E-T-O-N. .com, ralphkeaton.com. So that's where you'll be able to get a hold of Ralph. And I must say, you know, absolutely fantastic worker for the spirit world. And I must say, an ambassador for the spirit world. I must say that, Ralph. And, you know, I really take my hat off to you. You know, you've done so well. And, you know, your evidence is absolutely spot on there. So thank you very much for coming on to the show.
Thank you, Mike. I've totally enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. We'll stay there just for a few more minutes because, you know, you can catch Ralph on Facebook as well. And if you want to give that link out there to us, Ralph.
It's Medium Ralph. Medium Ralph is the one you need to look for.
Okay, so that's Medium Ralph. And there's a add you as a friend there. And, yep, another way you can catch hold of Ralph Keaton is on Facebook. So, yeah, that's Ralph Keaton on Facebook. You can catch me on Facebook and the Mike Davis Medium. You can catch me on my websites, which is obviously this one, mikespirit.fm. Also catch me on mikespirit.co.uk or even mikespirit.info. I know that, as I said in the beginning of the show, I'll say at the end of the show as well, that my show will be moving very, very soon to a new network. Saying new, it's not new. It's been up and running for a long time. We are actually broadcasting from that network tonight or today, wherever you're listening from. It's www.ghtalkradio.com. And as I say, my show, this show, the Sunday show, will be moving there very soon. So keep a listening out, keep an eye out, because I will be pasting on my Facebook page of where you will to catch me. It's a very popular show. I know there's over 1.2 million listeners to the show on GH Talk Radio. Very popular show. And I'm looking forward to bringing the Mike Davis Psychic Medium show there, which entails another opening, if you like, for the MikeSpirit.fm network, because I know that we are, and I'm going to give out all the shows now. It's a Monday night. We have Guiding Lights. That's at 9 p.m. UK time on a Monday. On a Tuesday, we have, and let me get it right, we have Nick Humphreys. And Nick is on at 9 p.m. I'm sure I got that right, 9 p.m. Again, UK time. On a Tuesday, and on a Wednesday we have Oscar, and Oscar's at 10:30 p.m. UK time again. And on Thursday shows we have Andrew D, and again Andrew is on at 9:30 Tuesday. So I know that Ken, another wonderful producer of ours, alongside with Robert, is posting that in the chat room as we speak. So thank you there, Ken, for that. But I'd say, you know, my show will be moving along to GH Talk Radio. So I'm looking forward to that. Ralph, I want to say thank you very much for coming on and being a part of the show here today with us. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Mike, it's my pleasure. It's really lovely to communicate and talk to everybody. It's fantastic. Thank you.
So, do you want to tell us now quickly about the... I know it's a little while off, but, you know... You know, it's your advertising platform here, isn't it, for the Psychic Rendezvous. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that for next year?
Yeah, that's no problem. It's happening in March next year, the 8th, 9th and 10th of March. It's in the middle of the UK, so it's in Stoke-on-Trent. We're in a very famous house that we're actually going to do a ghost walk in for 2 nights. Now, listen, we have people coming in from all over the UK, but we've also got a few people coming in from America as well. People are flying in to see Derek Cora, who's on the Saturday night, with a lovely guy called Stephen Holbrook, who's there on the Friday night. I'll obviously be doing my Saturday afternoon show. And then during the course of the weekend, there are workshops that people can go into and look at things like, I'll be doing one about talking to your guides, how you connect with them and how to work with them and what to look for. With other ones that are dealing with mediumship and tarot cards and et cetera, et cetera. Also at the show, mustn't forget that there's a huge exhibition going off with various stalls. And yourself, Mike, are going to be there. So it's going to be quite a really unusual and hopefully a full weekend. You can stay over at the hotel that we're all in, or you can book your home places and come and find in and come up and say hello to us all. It's a very, very open-ended show where you can come and meet people and talk to people. This is what I wanted to do. I wanted to make sure that people could come and talk about their spiritual activities, their adventures, meet others and learn from others, and that's what the whole weekend is about, and it's a fully packed weekend.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to that coming up in the new year. But Ralph, I'll say once again, thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure having you here on Mike Spirit FM. I'm working with you. But for me and from yourself, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up.
It certainly is.
Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm, or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.